On a previous program, we pointed out that environmental fantasism is a form of idol worship. On today's Creation Moment, find out how we can embrace biblical stewardship of our planet without replacing God with a false idol. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Some listeners who have heard us refer to the false religion of environmentalism, which substitutes nature for God, may be troubled by the implications. We do not like to see garbage on the ground instead of in the trash cans, and we particularly don't like the effect on our surroundings of factories that pollute the atmosphere and rivers. In short, is there a way that we can show our concern for the environment without adopting the false religion of environmentalism? Yes, there is. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 lays a dominion or cultural mandate on humanity. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Some have labeled this mandate, rightly in my view, as stewardship. We should be concerned about our surroundings and about pollution. Some others might ask, what is the difference between environmentalism and stewardship? The difference is motivation and focus. Stewardship starts from our worship of God and seeks to honour him in everything, while environmentalism is an idolatry caused by substituting nature for God. Stewardship acknowledges that God is centre stage and reminds us of our duty to him, whereas environmentalism moves humanity, or even just nature, into the central place of God.
If you enjoyed today's broadcast, download our free Creation Moments app for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Download it today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.